Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 27, 5, and 6. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. These two proverbs are thermometers, revealing the temperature of our friendships. We usually think of rebuke and wounds as unfriendly and kisses as friendly, but our thoughts are narrow and personalized to our own circumstances, while God's thoughts consider everything. How God thinks of rebuke is revealed in Leviticus 19:17, which reads, "Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him." God's principle is that rebuke, when necessary, is evidence of love for your neighbor, while lack of rebuke is evidence of hate. The reason for rebuke is so that your neighbor will not suffer greater consequences of the sin for which he is being rebuked. Rebuke is warning for the purpose of protecting friends or neighbors from the consequences of wrong actions or behavior. Would we not warn a friend of an impending bite of a rattlesnake? That is rebuke. Rebuke given to me by a friend is love and is, in fact, the act of a true friend who cares about my soul. As a sinner, I am prone to wander and lean toward my own will and way. If I understand that I have a heart that is bent on deceiving me, then isn't it logical that I can profit by having a true friend who rebukes and not a counterfeit friend who kisses and flatters and covers my faults? I need rebuke that reveals to me the error of my way. The word open in this proverb is from a Hebrew word that means to make naked, to reveal, to show, to uncover. This first proverb recognizes my disposition to conceal my true self from others and from myself. My heart, being deceitful, will lead me to false conclusions that make me look good. This is where open rebuke is needed. Open rebuke is not the kind of rebuke that attempts to reveal the weakness of a person to other people. It is not rebuke designed to hold a person unto ridicule. It may not necessarily be public rebuke for the benefit of those who may witness the rebuke. However, benefits may occur in such instances. Open rebuke between friends or neighbors allows corrective instruction that reveals. It removes smoke screens and walls between friends that conceal reality. It is corrective instruction and effective instruction because it makes sin naked and recognizable for what it is. It is given from friend to friend so things can be seen as they really are, not clothed in deceits of the heart that paint pictures that are different from reality. I need the wounds of rebuke because I recognize myself as a sinner. If I shun and hate rebuke, perhaps I do not really see myself as a sinner. I need true friends who care enough about me to want me to go the right way, friends who do not want me to suffer the consequences of sin on roads traveled away from God, friends who dare to inflict pain and suffering upon me for a season so that in the long run I am more faithful to God. I want a pastor who loves his flock and shows that love by the necessary rebukes. I don't need secret love that hides, love that conceals, love that overlooks my sin to avoid unpleasant confrontations, or love that refuses to rock the boat of my life and warn me that I'm in danger. This so-called love keeps quiet, lest it be misunderstood and hides itself, never to be tested. I need open rebuke, which reveals true love that shows. If it shows as wounds, so be it. I want love that helps God produce in me a work of God, and I need faithfulness in this effort. I need wounds from a true friend who loves me enough to rebuke me with no holds barred and all guards down. I need open wounds that are probed to discover the corruption of my heart and apply the balm that is needed for healing. All who desire godliness want the rebukes that are necessary in order that they may be what God wants them to be. Those who, in sincerity of heart, perform this difficult act of love are rare and faithful friends, and are to be valued above the greatest treasure. These proverbs oblige us to welcome and treasure the faithful wounds of a friend's open rebuke, and to shun the deceitful kisses of the enemy. We are also reminded to be the kind of friend that loves so much as to risk that friendship by open rebuke and faithful wounds.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.